still want to sing some words.
最后的两首。
Perhaps these are the last two.
668。
Thank you. 我们的弟兄每一个神的儿女都相信你是干净的。
And every child of God, every brother and sister believe that you are.
你讲三级，我们带兄今天有十字架了。
And then when you Lord three men, then we all thought, oh, our brother has the cross now.
你看讲。
Violent. Lord in the heavenly kingdom, then you see how much you have set laid down the goal line. And then the blessing is according to your not losing a goal line. And at that time, the soul will be renewed. And our, the Adam soul is greater than
ours.
And he used to rule over the earth and heaven. And the fish in the sea. And the falling things on the earth. And he was to keep and to rule over the Garden of Eden. And the East Eden is four great rivers come out of Eden.
Today
is fallen man. And God has closed up the big part of the soul, fallen soul life. Therefore, brothers and sisters, and the saving of the soul is not for us to return to the soul like Adam. And when our soul rises up, then we are to rise up in the life of the Son of God. And there's something in that. There's a fulfilling of the Holy Spirit. And we are filled by the Holy Spirit. And we are greatly filled by the Holy Spirit. And our mind is so clear. It is as pure as the mind of the Son of God. That is a great filling of the Holy Spirit. And when you get out of it, then your mind is all of a sudden turned to be not as pure. Not that simple. Walk on the way of the cross and to oppose to yourself and to deny yourself and to hate yourself. And whenever you are rebuked by the Lord and when the Lord is chastising you, my heart will still be with the Lord and I want to oppose myself. Dear brothers and sisters, and this is something very cheap for you to do. And if we are to venture to go abide with the Lord, and when the coming kingdom, and we find our soul to be saved, and at that time our soul will be filled with the glory of the Lord. And our soul will be filled with the wisdom and the power of the Lord. And our soul will enjoy all the blessings in the kingdom. And we will have the complete rest. That is the holy rest as restful as God himself. And this is the condition every child of God must admire. In this life we want to lose our soul. Do not eat it yourself. Allow it to be hungry. And you know when the soul is hungry, then it is very hard to bear. And some people have a few saying about this. And I bring this part up without me very much. Don't cry. And by drinking over, you know how much I suffer. Before I finish, he cried. You know how much I how great is my
suffering.
And then he would embrace me and pray. It is correct for him to do that. I am wrong. Because I have self-pity. Because I feel sorry for myself. That is someone who is feeding his own soul. And if you continue to do that for 20 years, then the soul inside you is greater than your body. You have this box in him.
Can we do?
And all for the Lord, all for the Lord. And actually, that was only the time when we sing that hymn, but actually, for ourselves. And when I was young, and my preaching was enjoyed by so many people,
Give him the vinegar.
cause them to contract.
Good.
And more pain.
It's so young.
And you will see pain.
It's so young.
And you will feel the
pain.
Ah, the pain. This suffering.
Wow, so good.
Has to be so much.
Yes.
And that is the portion of the Father's hand.
So bad.
And he must receive the complete portion that the Father has pleasure for him to suffer in order to be our Savior. Therefore, he changes the limit. Other than he said, he has no flaw. And from his birth, in the manger, and the angels told the shepherds,
Ah,
and the manger and the following cloth is his sign. That is his cloth, is the sign of the Son of God. And when he was born as his Son of God, is there any one of you who is born in the manger? And even you are so poor, you will not be born in the manger. And would you be wrapped around by swaddling cloth in the winter time? If you were so much, so cold.
Oh, would you guys cold?
Dear brothers and sisters.
花草纱布, 是他记号.
Angel and swaddling cloth is his sign. Walking all the way.
Yes, all your
food. If you feel all that is from man.
Go, you're not here. Go.
Whatever makes his soul to his God. Whenever he may find satisfaction from the earthly things, Jesus Christ refused them all. The greatest warrior, all the way of his journey, is all the footsteps of blood. Each footstep is printed in blood. From the head to the toes, every part of him is bleeding. And all the angels are moved. Father's part of the throne is shaken. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Son of God. And when he gets up to the Mount of Calvary, then his, the great beauty of his soul is in the climax. And therefore the Father God will arrange his robber to be next to him. And without that robber, he will win the victory. Then he speaks of the Father's love.
Oh,
oh dear brothers and
sisters.
And then robber cried out, Oh Jesus, when you return in your kingdom. And you know, return in the kingdom is the truth that is only recovered about 100 years. And this barber, how could he ever find out this truth? Then he has this victory in him. And to the last stage of life, and the Lord has saved him and also opened his eyes. And just like the hymn in the hymn book says, at the end, one barber is rejoiced. Because he was given the privilege of the blood, he received the kingdom. Therefore, there is the greatest woe here. And how may one lose his soul? And at the end, you may see the last death of the body. And the earliest time in the Garden of Eden is the death of the
spirit.
And our spirit dies in God. And we shall know we can no longer get in touch with God. We could not see God. We could not have fellowship with God. And until today, so many people here are atheists. And because their spirit is dead. And then we talk about the children of God who are saved. Our end is the death of the body. Then one thing that has to be dealt with is the soul. That is called the losing of the soul. And that is also mentioned in chapter child of God. And I have once loved the Lord. And I have once pursued and once for the Lord. Today I've seen so many people in life that all were saved. They all rejoicing and gladness. And my soul has killed me. And my soul will not go to the lake of fire. Paul said, though they are saved, and just like they are coming out from a fierce fire. And then some father who read the Bible says, they did not say this for a fact, but it's just like. And I said, brother, just like going through the fire is enough for you to suffer. Because it's not an adjective. Then we will not be
terrible.
And our soul will suffer. Dear brothers and sisters, 1,000 years they will suffer. We have been put in the state of death. Think of this, then we know we are living, we must burn. And one who is their soul alive in this life are the victors. Today I will not overtime. And I want to recommend you the light of prophecy. And we truly want to give it out everywhere. Wake up to all the things that are still asleep. And for 1 year and a half, we spend so much energy to write this. And any information we received is from miracles. And we have three principles that every detail is with some facts. And every chapter that is finished is that we have a more information of actual
precise.
And when this book just come out, and about a half year now, study the Word of God in detail. And after writing this book, then our heart is more
solid.
To see how the Word of God has already defined for us the end days will end. And the Brother Grandma has written the title from the end of end. And after that, we still collect so much information. And then we will have continuation of
it.
And the prophecy of the end time. And I cannot speak much about it. One thing I say, and if you want to go out to buy things in this world, and then after you purchase it, you find out there's marshals on it. And many people praise how advanced technology is. And this is this history is all. And they are all numbers. The last line is not still not have a number. And the front and the
first
and the last and the middle. They did not write a number, but they meant 666. Till now. The Midwest of the United States, they added another thing in. And on one side they say
F,
and on the other they say H. And then they literally put it on the side.
Forehead.
F means forehead. And that is to say 666 on the forehead. And H means 10. Today this 666 already surrounding everyone. And one day we found that they want to put marks on everyone. That is the time great tribulation begins. That is the time for martyrdom. Then this is the gospel for all children of God. Because we are not so good, therefore we have missed the first rapture. And we praise the Lord. The Lord does not want any of the children to suffer. And he wants us to be mature in a short time. And this tribulation is just like a burning sun. And all of a sudden will cause us to be all mature. Yes, we can die. Yes, we will suffer. Yes, we will lose freedom. And we will never allow ourselves to be put this mark on. That day when I return home. And when I return home, my must be saved. One thing is a soldier. They have this mark because of
the
and I want to. Then I discovered that even the lights of prophecy also has this
possible.
Then I look at some books that were written earlier.
They
did not have it. Therefore, we conclude that even Taiwan is being influenced by this house. And if you know that you do not have a barcode, then it's hard to do business in this world. Someday will come, and this little thing will cause us all to die. This thing. And Jesus Christ has already prepared a way for us. And each of us will have to rush through this gate of light and death.
多少些话, 他为了不接受受像受印的人,
and so many people, they will not receive the mark on them, and they, their souls are killed. The life is killed. That is the last statement I have.
Yeah.
And the time is pressing.
Yeah.
Any time now, the temple of Jerusalem will be built. Anytime tribulation will start, do not pay attention to these outward things. These are for us to understand it is the end right now. And if you just want to drag it out, but it will not spend any years left. If you want to love the Lord, and I just want to go back home and not serve the Lord. You'll be in laziness. And I love one thing
most.
And the offerings of Copa City is increasing. And this money has nothing to do with me. Then it is increasing. Then the words of the Lord
change.
Where your heart is. mature us in suffering. Then we must call on for the future. Today we must start serving God. We must put all for the Lord. Love the Lord sincerely. And we obey the Lord's authority. And in the church we must work with one another. And we go forward in one accord.